This podcast is driven by Buick Precision, making every road trip a singular experience. This is a Travel Channel podcast. Check out Discovery Network's complete podcast lineup at discoveychannelradio.com.
Hi, I'm Rachel Hunter, and welcome to America's hottest places to cool off. We're traveling coast to coast, seeking out the coolest locations to visit in the country. Some are secret, sexy getaways, and others are tried and true family favorites. But each of these hotspots has one thing in common. They all whet your appetite for fun in the sun. Here's your first-class ticket to America's hottest places to cool off. We'll begin our countdown at 10 and cruise our way to number one. So grab your shades as we head for these hotspots. We know the experts say to drink plenty of water during the dog days of summer, but in the Lone Star State, many prefer to seek refreshment at Schlitterbahn instead. Our number 10 pick is America's best water park, located in the heart of Texas. Schlitterbahn is a sure way to beat the heat. It's the most popular summer water park in the United States. During its 4.5-month season, Schlitterbahn attracts nearly a million tourists, more than any other water park of its kind. It cools with natural spring water and 65 acres of the most high-tech attractions to soak U.S. soil.
Schlitterbahn's different, and Schlitterbahn's fun for a whole variety and myriad of reasons. We're built on the banks of the Comal River. There's not a prettier setting anywhere in the world that I know of. We have beautiful, crystal clear, 72-degree spring water that runs through a large portion of our rides. That makes us very unique.
It sure sounds like fun, but what does Schlitterbahn mean?
The name Schlitterbahn, loosely translated, means slippery road, and the family that built Schlitterbahn wanted it to have a Bavarian theme.
And in keeping with the theme, the rides have names inspired by the old country.
Der Bahn, Serfenberg, Blastenhof.
The names of the rides are one of a kind, and so are the rides themselves.
We've got award-winning high-technology ride, uphill water coasters, the first surfing ride, the first children's areas that had foam. We're always on the cutting edge.
In fact, Schlitterbahn's cutting-edge technology is incorporated in more than 40 rides, including the German secret invention, the first ever uphill water ride, the Master Blaster. This 1,000-foot-long liquid coaster starts six stories up in the air before gravity hurtles a two-person craft along downhill stretches. Then jet-propelled water rockets riders back up 60 feet before sending them back down again. At Schlitterbahn, there is something for everyone.
It's fun to be in the water. There's some freedom and some playfulness, and everybody can drop their worries, put their bathing suit on, and just play for the day. And that's important for all of us.
That's why Schlitterbahn is our pick for number 10 as one of America's hottest places to cool off. Our number 9 spot is located on the East Coast. It's the city that never sleeps because it always has a full house. You guessed it, Atlantic City. Only an hour drive from Philadelphia, Atlantic City is the East Coast place to cash in. This seaside city is a 24-hour town because of its pristine beaches, dazzling casinos, and spectacular nightlife, making it the number one year-round tourist destination. It's all the excitement of Las Vegas, but with the added bonus of summertime surfing and bikinis.
It's got everything you want. I mean, basically, I'm an ocean lover, so I'm very happy here. It has the gambling for the gamblers, the ladies for the men, and the ocean, and everything 24/7.
Before Atlantic City, only the upper crust of East Coasters had a place to play.
We really were the first resort for the masses, everyday folks. They didn't have a vacation place, and it really was invented here in Atlantic City. I mean, we always had a little bit of a split personality. You have the daytime activities, the beautiful beach behind us, and the ocean, and the boardwalk, and then there was always a little bit of naughtiness to our town.
Atlantic City was reinvented in 1978 when gambling was introduced with the resort's Casino Hotel, which is still one of the best places in town to drop your chips. Today, the Atlantic City gambling scene has boomed to a $4 billion industry. With more than 34 million visitors each year, Atlantic City has become one of America's most popular vacation destinations. Our number 8 spot is located smack in the middle of two deserts. It's the hottest place in the country. Let's take a plunge into Lake Mead. The Mojave Desert reaches a high of 135 degrees Fahrenheit, scorching everything in sight, making survival without water impossible. But two oases have appeared. Both are man-made. The first is one of the entertainment meccas of the world, Las Vegas, where fantasies can come true. The other amazing oasis is less than an hour drive from Las Vegas. Lake Mead is a 1.5 million acre body of water and a playground for millions of people each year. But this wasn't always a water wonderland. At one time, this was a desert. All that changed when in 1931, an arch gravity structure rising 726 feet above bedrock was created, called the Hoover Dam. The Hoover Dam created irrigation water for farmland, a dependable source of water for the desert, as well as hydroelectric power for the Southwest.
This was a project of monumental proportions. It's often described as a glistening diamond in the desert.
And once the dam was completed in 1935, four artificial lakes were created as a result, including Lake Mead, the largest man-made lake in the Western Hemisphere.
Today, this lake literally makes life possible for those of us that live here and for the millions of people that come here to play and enjoy the scenery.
A perfect day on Lake Mead is water skiing, just laying in the sun and relaxing.
Jim Venner and Paul Wright have been coming to Lake Mead for years.
My family started coming here when I was about 2 years old, and I'm 43 now. And I brought my family out here, and it's the water skiing, it's the swimming, it's the camaraderie and tubing, cliff diving, and just a multitude of things. The water skiing and tubing here is fantastic because it's a huge lake. You don't have 500 other boats swarming around you while you're out, so therefore if the wind's not blowing, the water can be extremely smooth, which makes skiing fantastic.
For an artificial lake, it sure looks majestic to me. Twice the size of Rhode Island, it's no wonder 12 million visitors chill out there each year. For number seven, we'll cruise down the coast to the southernmost point in the United States with a laid-back attitude like a summer breeze. Key West, Florida is a sunshine state of mind. This warmest part of the continental United States has a feeling of tranquility, pleasure, and no worries. It was once named the Island of Bones by the Spanish for the number of sailors that drowned trying to reach its shores. It's now a tropical paradise which welcomes millions of visitors each year. This laid-back island, with its lavish hotels, beautiful homes, and quaint streets, is the only place you'd want to be shipwrecked.
I first came to Key West to get away from it all, give up the rat race, come to a slower pace, and not wear pantyhose.
This come-what-may attitude has been a secret for many years, until one of Key West residents, the famous author Ernest Hemingway, let the cat out of the bag with his literary prowess and fun, hard living. His house has become one of the most popular tourist attractions on the island.
It's certainly Ernest's years here were the most productive of his literary career. It's the first novel he had published while living in the house was Death in the Afternoon. The last one was For Whom the Bell Tolls.
Not only was his writing fascinating, people also come to meet the friends keeping his traditions alive.
Okay, it's the 20th anniversary. It started 20 years ago in Slappy's, and basically to honor Hemingway and to celebrate his writing and his joyous life and what he did for Key West.
Annually, Hemingway lookalikes come from miles around to chase mechanical bulls, drink, and remember the man who lived life to the fullest. One look at Key West, and it's clear why Hemingway was so inspired by this exotic tropical retreat.
Oh, this is paradise. This place
is
paradise.
It's really relaxing.
Yeah. People are very laid back here in the Keys. They're stress-free, the whole entire place.
Good for strolling beaches, relaxing in the sun, and writing masterpieces. Key West is definitely one of the best places in America to chill out.
One thing is certain on Key West, there's lots of sunshine with an average yearly temperature of 77 degrees. It's the only city in the continental US never to see frost. I'm Rachel Hunter, taking you coast to coast to find the best spots to relax. We are counting down from 10 to the absolute best place to have fun in the sun. Number six on our list proves to be a very touching experience.
Discovery Cove in Orlando, Florida, owned by SeaWorld, is a wild adventure. What makes Discovery Cove so special is they've been able to take every animal possible that humans can interact with and put them all in one location.
Did you know guests would have to travel to all four corners of the Earth to experience the up-close animal interaction that Discovery Cove has in one place? You can swim with dolphins, 10,000 tropical fish, hand-feed exotic birds, swim with rays, sharks, and barracudas, and even meet an anteater and baby deer all in one spot. To keep this interactive atmosphere so special, Discovery Cove limits access to 1,000 guests per day, as compared to 20,000 for your average theme park.
To start up Discovery Cove, we brought dolphins from all of the four parks of SeaWorld. We've been working with them for at least a year and a half, and they all have different ways of interacting with us. Some of the dolphins enjoy to just lie in the people's arms and get a rub down the entire time, and the other dolphins have a lot of energy and excitement and are ready to show off those spectacular behaviors that the guests enjoy to see so much.
One thing to note, Discovery Cove requires reservations, and it's recommended to book at least 2 months in advance. The surf is up on our number five spot, Newport Beach. Just 50 miles south of Los Angeles is this fun seaside community. Its beautiful beaches, endless boating, and quaint shops give this 22-mile stretch of coastline a sun-splash feel of fun. The fun in this town starts on the beach with the color of the beautiful sand and clear water, great for sitting, sunning, or walking. For those young at heart, Newport is world famous for a surfing and bodyboarding locale called The Wedge. Here you can test your skill and courage against Mother Nature.
Today we're surfing at where I like to call home. This is Blackie's in Newport Beach, California, and it's one of the great little surf spots. It's just a fun little spot that suits any level of surfing pretty much.
The whole town revolves around water, so when you're done at the beach, you can take a ferry to nearby Balboa Island, which offers many different retail shops and seafood restaurants. Here you can get a true small town feel as you walk down its tree-lined streets.
On Balboa Island, there's so many things to do. You can shop, little Italian restaurants, trattorias. It's gorgeous, and you can take a walk around the whole island for exercise. That's what we do.
But if you're feeling a little more upscale, you can check into the Balboa Bay Club, with rooms priced up to $600 a night. You can even cruise up on your yacht and dock it in the hotel's private marina. If yachts aren't your style, you can find a boat that is. Newport is one of the boating capitals of the world. So whether your mode of transportation is a yacht, a bicycle, or a boogie board, Newport offers fun and excitement to everyone who visits. Our number four spot is open all year round. At the Bay of Dreams, you can jump into a million gallons of water in January and not worry about frostbite. This spectacular water playground is located in the Wisconsin Dells, just 160 miles northwest of Milwaukee. What makes Bay of Dreams so special is that they have brought outdoor water park attractions indoors. In Wisconsin, the climate can get pretty severe, so Bay of Dreams has taken the weather out of the equation. You would think a park in Wisconsin would have a bear and cheese theme, but this 50,000-square-foot park created something different.
We chose the Mayan theme because we felt it had an educational factor, and we had the museum-grade paintings done by Mayan Indians.
Using the photos from the Mayan ruins, the columns and the houses were constructed with stone, thatching materials, and banana leaves, all of the materials that the Mayan people actually used for their construction. Although the Mayan theme is a great gimmick, it's the super soaker rides like the double tube slides that keep guests coming back for more.
The Bay of Dreams is unique in that we have the highest and the longest indoor water slides in the United States. The highest slide that we have starts out at 55 feet. And that slide is a 385-foot ride. So it wanders through the Bay of Dreams and comes down into a splash pool, which then takes you into a lazy river ride.
I think the big one with the tube, the double tube going down, was my favorite ride.
I think my favorite ride is the one that you go down on a tube. is the highest one, and you go really fast. You almost fall off your tube.
That'll be awesome. The second waterfall, it's just, it seems like your ears pop because you're going so fast.
We tried to bring rides that would bring excitement to all different age groups.
With more than 40 water attractions, the park has something for everyone. And all this family fun doesn't stop when the leaves fall. This is what it's like 365 days a year.
The Bay of Dreams is a great hot spot to cool off because we have you covered all the time. People say, well, what's the weather going to be like? And we say, weather permitting, you've got to be kidding, because the Bay of Dreams is the same in all weather.
Imagine all that fun without having to wear sunscreen, and you can get some world history too. Our number three spot is the perfect New England island vacation, Martha's Vineyard. Just 7 miles off the coast of Cape Cod, Martha's Vineyard is a 45-minute ferry ride into solitude. Martha's Vineyard is known as a summertime retreat for the famous, but don't make the mistake of thinking it's too expensive. The population is just 50,000. But during the summertime, this number can swell to over 80,000. The first time English settlers ever stepped onto the vineyard's shores was in 1642, just 22 years after the Pilgrims landed at Plymouth Rock. Whaling, boating, and fishing were the main sources of revenue. Gone are the days of whaling ships, but fancy yachts and pleasure boats remain. Jennifer and Eric are year-round residents of Martha's Vineyard. They run the Atlantic Taxi Company. As you might imagine, they really know their way around the place.
We're going to head over to Lighthouse Beach. It's definitely one of the prettiest spots here on the island. It's very picturesque. You've got the Edgartown Lighthouse, and beyond that, we've got Chappaquiddick.
Yeah, it's one of the nicer spots to see all the fishing boats leave in the morning. You see a lot of sailboats coming in and out throughout the day. At one point, it was one of the busiest ports for whaling between here and Nantucket. You know, boats would go out for a couple years and come back. It's got one of the naturally deepest harbors around.
There are over 500 miles of unspoilt shoreline here. That's a big part of Martha's Vineyard's charm. Martha's Vineyard has made it to number three on our list of America's hottest places to cool off. I'm Rachel Hunter, taking you coast to coast to find the best spots to relax. We are counting down from 10 to the absolute best place to have fun in the sun.
Yeah, baby!
The number two spot to chill out is a haven for coastal connoisseurs. Less than an hour south of San Francisco, Santa Cruz is a retro state of mind. Santa Cruz is about combining nostalgia with modern-day fun. This unique town has many different feels from the past. It starts with the timeless beauty of Mother Nature up to the present. If you were to spend only one day in Santa Cruz, these are only some of the things you might do and see. On the north end of town, you can walk along the beaches and enjoy the town's beauty. Visit the famous Natural Bridge, where you will find an excellent view of the native birds and seals. Next, go to the famous beach boardwalk. It was built 93 years ago as a West Coast version of Coney Island. Don't forget to ride the Giant Dipper roller coaster, which was built in 1924. Not everything is vintage here. There are modern rides. Also, the timeless art of candy making is practiced with great success.
Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk is a real amusement park. It's what theme parks try to recreate. We're here on the beach in Santa Cruz, where people have been coming for close to 100 years to the beach boardwalk. Someplace really special.
A large contingent in town is the surfing culture. Daryl Verosco is a world champion surfer who grew up here. He knows all the secret spots.
The spot we're at right now, Steamer Lane, is like a more like advanced surfers. And like there's other spots you could learn, like Cowles Beach, Eastside. This is like, it's pretty close to the cliff, as you can see. It's pretty dangerous sometimes.
But if surfing is not for you, Santa Cruz has been called America's best sporting beach. There are always many fun activities, like going to an outrigger festival.
Welcome
Canoe Festival, our club's Pupuahoy, we're out of Santa Cruz.
The annual Polynesian Amateur Outrigger Festival is an opportunity for landlubbers to try their luck at the sport.
Are the colorful shirts going to make you guys win?
Yes.
We're enthusiastic.
That's right. A lot of people have been calling us winners already.
So whether you come for one day or more, there are many things here to help you regain your cool. Santa Cruz is clearly one of the best sport and activity beaches around. Now for the number one hottest place to cool off here in America. This is probably a place you've never even heard of. It's been a secret for more than half a century. It's located in the Rocky Mountains. It's truly an outdoor paradise. It's called Glenwood Springs. Never heard of it? It's not what you'd normally expect for our hottest place to cool off in America. But that's why Glenwood Springs is our number one choice. It goes beyond everything we've seen so far. This is a secret little natural hideaway. It's not a beach and it's not a water park. There's nothing tourist-driven or artificial about it. It's all fun provided by Mother Nature. Glenwood Springs is called the Natural Spa of the Rockies. It's a real-life health spa and it uses the Earth's inner abundant source of hot mineral spring water. The Ute Indians called it Yampa, meaning big medicine. When you arrive, your first stop should be to check into the Hot Springs Lodge, built in 1888 and recently renovated. It is the home to the world's largest outdoor hot spring pool. It's over 2 blocks long and famous for its soothing effect in the treatment of rheumatism and arthritis, as well as for calming the nerves. The pool water is supplied by the Yampa Springs, which pumps in 4 million gallons of mineral water per day, supplied by Mother Nature at a blistering temperature of 124 degrees. But it's cooled down to 90 degrees by the addition of cold water. The best part is that the pool is open year-round and the rates are very affordable. The dip in the pool at the Glenwood Springs is just the beginning. You can walk over to the Yampa Spa. This is a full-service day spa where you can indulge your soul. You can get a massage or go for the mud treatment. They have it all. Now, after all this rest and relaxation, you might want to search for a bit of excitement. And if you're in the Rockies, you head for the Colorado River. And you have to meet this man. Steve Winslow has been a certified river guide since 1996.
So I lead trips on the Colorado River that runs through Glenwood Canyon, and that's Glenwood Canyon is right in the middle of the western slope of Colorado.
Okay, all right, today we're going to be in a paddle boat, which means you guys are going to paddle so we don't die.
Glenwood is the perfect place to go whitewater rafting for the first time. The rapids are not scary enough for the advanced, but rough enough to give newcomers a good feel for the sport. It's a great way to build confidence, character, and commune with nature, no matter what your age. The scenic wonders of the Colorado River are what makes this whitewater rafting experience extraordinary. It's eye-opening to see stretches of geologic history in front of your eyes.
Okay, here we go. Let's do it. Forward, ramming speed. Dig them in.
The rapids through the river are rated actually through 1 through 6 is the total rating. And what we have here in Glenwood Canyon is in high water, they're class 4 rapids, which there's a lot of technical maneuvering and there's some really big waves. We've got almost a 14-foot wave in high water. And lower water is class 3 or Shoshone rapids, which you still have a lot of maneuvering up there, but it's a good family run. You can get really wet and there's not a lot of danger.
Though the danger factor is low, the fun factor is an all-time high.
That large pointed rock is Tombstone. There's a hydraulic right in front of it. We are gonna split the gap between the two. So when we get up here, we're gonna need some super strong forwards and make sure that you are leaning in and forward. Looking good.
And once you're done rafting, you must see the fairy caves. Another reason Glenwood Springs is on our list as our number one pick. The caves were originally open to the public in 1886. They shut down in 1917 due to World War I, but reopened on Memorial Day 1999.
The typical highlights that most people really enjoy in the cave tour are first the King's Row with its heavily decorated formations and some large Stalactites and stalagmites. The second one would probably be the barn, which is has beautiful strips of bacon and soda straws, other types of formations. And then the third thing is probably exclamation point, where you have you come out to a cliff face. It's a 1,200-foot drop down to the Colorado River in the side of Glenwood Canyon.
It's a hidden secret for tourists to wander through. It's 3 miles and 16,000 feet of surreal passageways. It's spooky, but really fun. And that's why Glenwood Springs is our number one attraction for America's hottest places to cool off. It offers something different. It's an outdoor paradise that combines rejuvenation and lots of fun. If you want to be somewhere with no crowds, this is the place to go. There really is magic in the air here, and it's all a natural wonder. So there you have it. We've traveled around America showing you the hottest places to cool off. I'm Rachel Hunter. Hope to see you in one of these spots around the country. Bye for now.
You've been listening to a Travel Channel feature presentation on Discovery Channel Radio.